Adorian, or the Temple of Zoroastrians in Qawmol Saltani Street, is one of the places cherished by followers of Ahura and Mazda, which also houses the 3,000-year-old fire of the Zoroastrians.
There are a number of streets in Iranian cities and neighborhoods inhabited by the followers of various religions. They have their own institutions. So far as I know, one of them is in Tehran. There is also another street in Shiraz, which is next to the Zoroastrian Institute in the city. There may be other similar streets, but I don't know of them.
First of all, we have to talk about the Siatir Street. This is where the Zoroastrians Institute is located. The former name of the street was Qawam al-Saltani, which crosses Jomhuri Street. Another name of the street in the past was Mirza Kuchak Khan. The current name of the street is the Siatir Street. The Siatir Street, or Qawam al-Saltani Street, as it was called formerly, is the place where the ex-minister Qawam al-Saltani used to live.
The Glass and Ceramics Museum of Iran was built by an order from Ahmad Qawam al-Saltani for his personal use in late 13th century based on the solar calendar. This edifice was built in a 7,000 square meter land with over 1,400 square meters of constructed space. It has eight sides and artificial columns. The building has two floors and a basement. The ground floor, with its wooden staircase going upstairs, is built based on Russian architecture. The entrance of the museum was built initially as a dome, but was leveled after the establishment of the Egyptian embassy in the area. The basement, which serves as the museum library, had a traditional Iranian style. The architecture of this monument, like most monuments of the Qajar era, is a composition of traditional Iranian architecture and 19th century European architecture. The main building of the museum was built based on European architecture by a personal order from Qawam al-Saltani. The decoration of the museum building includes brickwork on the facade, plasterwork, mirrored decorations and interior fretwork. This building with its adjacent edifice served as both a place of abode and work for Qawam al-Saltani up until 1332 based on the Iranian calendar. Later on, the Egyptian embassy was authorized to use these buildings for 7 years. In 1355, the building was sold to the office of the former queen of Iran, Farah. It stopped being used as a museum. Between 1977 and 1979, some other buildings were constructed at the northern and southern parts of the site, and they all fell under the name of the House of Culture. Three teams of Iranian, Austrian, and German engineers turned the site into a cultural complex comprising a museum, a library, and halls serving as classes for educational courses. The museum displays three valuable collections, composed of ceramics, glass and crystals. Different exhibitions are occasionally held at this place.
This street has been like that since a long time ago. The municipality took note of this fact that it should rename the street as Mihver Adyan, or the focal point of various religions. And we have greatly welcomed this decision as well.
The interesting point in connection with this street is the fact that the followers of all Iranian religions have their own places of worship here. The Muslims have a mosque, the Jews have a synagogue, Christians have a church, and we Zoroastrians have a Dorian or temple in this neighborhood.
The culture and structure of the perfectionist Adorian or Tehran Fire Temple illustrates the symbol of Zoroastrianism, which is fire. Despite all its aesthetic variety, this temple has a spiritual ambience and a palpable serenity in common with other places of worship belonging to other religions.
In addition to these places of worship, the Tehran Zoroastrian Association has other endowments too, including the Firuz Bahram High School, which is one of the oldest high schools of Tehran and Iran. Some of the prominent figures of the country have been educated there.
On the 29th of May 1930, the late Bahram Jibarkaji, in a meeting with the head of the Tehran Zoroastrian Association, the late Arbab Kehosro Shahrukh, declared his readiness to pay some 20,000 Indian rupees to found a boys-only school to be named after his son, Firuz, who had died at a young age. The Tehran Zoroastrian Association, in a meeting on the 2nd of June 1930, praised the humanitarian sentiments of Bahram Kaji and assigned a plot of land in the southern part of Tehran Adorian for the project. Then it called upon architect Jafar Khan Memarbashi to draw a plan for the high school building. On the 12th of April 1932, the then head of the Tehran Zoroastrian Association announced that preparations were made for the construction of the Firuz Bahram High School, whose plan was slightly modified. The project had to be executed under the supervision of Mirza Ardashir Kiarostam Khan Kiamanesh. A ceremony for laying the foundation stone by the Minister of Education was held on the 9th of May 1932, and on Friday 23rd of December 1932, the high school was inaugurated. On the 17th of November 1999, this historical edifice was registered under number 2494 in the list of National Historical Monuments of Iran.
The Firuz Bahram High School has an old history, and a number of prominent figures have been graduated from this high school, including Iraj Afshar, the ex-chief of the Tehran University Library, and a renowned connoisseur of books and manuscripts. Hassan Habibi, ex-vice president and head of the Iranian Studies Center. Turaj Negahban, father of Iranian archaeology. Buzarjomehr Mehr, the last representative of the Iranian Zoroastrians in the National Consultative Assembly. And Mohammad Nouri, the master of Iranian music, as well as hundreds of other prominent figures who are serving the human societies across the globe. O Ahura Mazda, O Mazda, I transmit your heavenly message to the knowledgeable people so that they know a painful future is awaiting the wrongdoers and the liars, and how the sincere and the pious people will be rewarded. The good fortune will be undoubtedly the fate of those who transfer your message to the wise people.
Acquiring knowledge, science, and information are common objectives of Zoroastrianism and other religions. The Firuz Bahram High School in Khabam al-Salsani Street in Tehran is a sacred place. It also admits students from other religions, and so Zoroastrian, Jewish, Christian, and even Muslim students study in this place under the same ceiling in full peace.
Yeah.